Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Are we consistent? And what I mean by this is, are we averaging, I'm making up a number here, 25 new patients a month? Are we doing that month after month after month after month? We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. Continued new year to everybody, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. But listen, if you aren't watching us on YouTube, please do that. We're trying to grow our YouTube presence. We're trying to do all of those things for 2024. So your assistance on subscribing to our 3D Dentist YouTube channel would be amazing. I'm your host, Dr. Tarun Agrawal, and this week I'm bringing you a solo episode. And what I'm going to talk about is some leading indicators from our tracker that we keep track of our practice. It's the same tracker I've been using for roughly 25 years in practice. And look, I've talked about this over and over again. I feel like a broken record, but we can make it very complicated, or we can simplify it and focus on the basic information that really moves our practice forward. And that's what I want to do today. Now, on our monthly tracker that we use at 3D Dentist and I've been using in my practice, we have four key categories that we track. And in next week's episode, I'm going to talk about a new fifth category that we're adding as the modern times have increased. This is an area that I've been mentally keeping track of, but not physically keeping track of. So let's review the four key tracker areas, and today I'm going to spend more time talking about the fourth area, which I think is an indicator of the future of your practice. Now, the four key areas that we're focusing on a month-by-month basis are, number one, your productions and collections. This is pretty straightforward. It's your by-provider production, and then by-type of transaction collections, whether that's cash check, credit cards, third-party financing, your insurance payments, all of that. The second area that we're tracking on a monthly tracker is our AR, our patient AR, our insurance AR, and we're keeping that current 30, 60, 90. So that's an area that we're tracking. Our third area that we're tracking is what we call clinical diversity. And that's where we're looking at each segment of your practice production-wise and see how you're producing your revenue, where it's coming from clinically. How much is diagnostic? How much is hygiene perio? How much is restorative dentistry? How much is implant dentistry? How much is orthodontics? How much is endodontics? You know, how much are the different areas removable if that's what you're doing? So that's kind of what we mean by clinical diversity, so that we can keep track of where we're growing and where things are and if our efforts are actually resulting in things there. And the fourth area that we keep track of is what I call our patient flow. And so that's what I want to talk about on this week's episode. So again, we have our monthly tracker that we've been using in our practice, that we're using at 3D Dentist in our mastermind. Yeah, with everything that we do, we try to keep it very simple. Four key areas: production, collections, AR, clinical diversity, and your patient flow. And this week, I want to talk about the patient flow more specifically. So why do I think, what is part of the patient flow? And then why is that a leading, what I consider a leading indicator of the health of your practice? So there are five main things that I want to keep track of in our patient flow. One is your new patients. And what I consider new patients are patients that are coming in to establish a dental home. And that is people that are coming for your comprehensive exam, which we believe should always come through your hygiene department, not through your doctor department. If you're having to put them through your doctor department, there's a flaw or a barrier in your practice. We need to increase that capability through our hygiene department, because at the end of the day, for 90% of us, the vast majority of our practice is built through hygiene, okay? People looking to establish a dental home. So we're looking at a new patient, comprehensive new patient flow. The second thing we're looking at is our new patient limited flow. Now, these are patients that are going to come in through what we consider a assistant-driven column. Okay, so they're going to come on the doctor's side, but not on the doctor's schedule, through an assistant-driven part of the practice. And so that's our limited new patient flow. The third thing that we're going to keep track of is our new patient consultation flow. And these are patients that are responding direct from specialty type marketing, that are coming to your office looking for a very specific type of treatment. The most common examples of these would be implant marketing, cosmetic marketing, aligner marketing, maybe sleep marketing, different services that you do, and you want to bring them in. They're not looking for a dental home necessarily. They're not focused on a specific pain or a specific issue that they're having. These would also be second opinions, sedations, things, sedation consultations, things like that, coming through your new patient consultation column. Now, best practice for this is that these are coming through a dedicated treatment coordinator column in your practice. So again, when it comes to our new patient flow, three things that we're going to look at there are your comprehensive new patient flow, your new patient limited flow, and your new patient consultation flow. So those are three of the five things that we're keeping close track of. The fourth thing that we're keeping track of is what I initially called our, what I used to call our major treatment records, or our major treatment patients, that we now call our planning visit and case presentation, or co-diagnosis is a pretty classical term for this. Now, these are going to be, by definition, non-new patients. These are patients that have come into your practice. They may be new patient comps. They may be new patient limiteds. They may be new patient consultations. They may be recall patients that have been coming to your practice for a long period of time, and they suddenly need a significant amount of treatment. Now, again, what significant is going to be different from practice to practice, and even provider to provider. They need significant treatment. We want to avoid the overwhelm by not giving them sticker shock, okay? And these are patients we're going to put through a separate process where we're going to do some record gathering, okay? We're going to have a separate planning time where, without the patient present, we're going to sit down and plan their care, and then the patient's going to be invited back for a secondary visit to present and review your findings and your case with them. Best practice is this is also done by your dedicated treatment coordinator. The fifth thing that I keep close track of is the number of financing applications that you're doing. Okay, so these are the five areas, and I want to kind of go into them a little bit more. The five areas in our patient flow that we're looking at that really kind of give us leading indicators of the future health of your practice: your comprehensive new patients, your limited new patients, your consultation new patients, your complex care or major treatment patients, your co-diagnosis, and your financial applications. Now, why are these a good indicator of the future of your practice? Here's the reality. New patients typically aren't doing treatment that same day or even within a week or two. So for me, when I'm seeing our numbers doing well on a comp new patients, a limited patients, a consult, that's telling me that 2 to 3 months from now, we've planted enough seeds that we're going to have some type of harvest coming forward, okay? So hopefully that makes sense to you. That's why these are important numbers. So when we start seeing these numbers dip down, when we start seeing these numbers go erratically up and down, that's when we're starting to see challenges in practices. The practices that are more consistent are seeing these numbers stay level or steadily increasing along the way. So that's why these are good future indicators of your practice. So now, let's take a look at our new patient comprehensive. What I'm typically seeing on this number is that we're not seeing consistency in these numbers. And that, to me, is the most important thing I'm going to look at in my comprehensive new patient numbers, is are we consistent? And what I mean by this is, are we averaging, I'm making up a number here, 25 new patients a month? Are we doing that month after month after month after month? Now, that doesn't mean are we doing at least 25 new patients, where it's 25, 50, 30, 40. What that tells me when I see numbers like that is that we don't have a true process of how much, how often, and when we want to see these patients. If we want to be really good at our comprehensive new patient flow, we have to have them when we're doing them, how many we're doing, and that we're knowing, are we doing enough? Now, is this an issue of I'm not getting enough patients in? Is that an issue because I'm not attracting enough new patients? Is this an issue I don't have availability? What is the issue? You know, where can we diagnose what's going on? So I want to see consistency in our comprehensive new patient area. On our limited exams, again, this is another area where I want to establish consistency. Consistency in all of these, okay, all of the new patient flows. Consistency is so important because that tells me that we're blocking the time, we're making it a priority, and then we're keeping it consistent when we're doing these visits. So that way we can build and kind of block and tackle our rest of our schedule so that we're seeing a new patient at the right time of day, on the right days. Do we have good flow in terms of, do we have good diversity in terms of morning and early morning, early afternoon, late afternoon visits? And then I want to see the consistency in these numbers, okay? So that's kind of one of the closer things I'm looking at there. In addition to the raw number, I'm looking at, you know, kind of that consistency part of it. Now, on our co-diagnosis component of this, what I'm looking for there is how many are we doing, okay? Because if we're not doing them, if you're doing none, if you don't have a co-diagnosis process in your office, you are overwhelming your patients, or you are diagnosing hit and miss stuff. You're doing transactional dentistry, okay? And that means a patient comes in, broken tooth, you say one broken tooth, no look at everything around it, no look at the teeth above it, no look at the whole arch, no opportunity for sedation, no opportunity for those kind of things. And that's why the co-diagnosis flow is so important, because it tells me how much fewer well-planned visits that we're allowing and setting up our practice to do. On the third-party financing side of this, I want to know how many financial applications that we're doing, because the more applications we're doing, that tells me that we're diagnosing well, because third-party financing is only needed when we're diagnosing more than one or two tooth dentistry. That's when patients can't just swipe their credit card and do this. So that tells me that we're doing a good job of diagnosing. That also tells me that we're doing a good job of our co-diagnosis flow process. And that also tells me that these patients are committing to complete care, not just, hey, I'm committing to the extraction today, and then we'll do a whole new process for the implant or the whole new process for the crown. That tells me that we're giving our patients a chance to say yes to complete care. So again, as a reminder, two kind of fundamentals that we focus on at 3D Dentists are to grow your practice is fewer well-planned visits and yes to the best dentistry. Third-party financing, third-party applications is a leading indicator of how well you're doing at presenting fewer well-planned visits and how well you're doing at giving a patient to say yes to complete care, yes to the best. So hopefully you found this episode really helpful. I want to review it again because I know it's so important and it's an area that's very easily to overlook and an area that we don't completely understand what we should be looking at here. So on our monthly tracker, there's four key areas that we're looking at. This week, I'm looking at the patient flow. Five specific things in the patient flow that I'm looking at. Our comprehensive new patient numbers, our limited new patient numbers, our consultation new patient numbers, the number of patients we put through a co-diagnosis process, and the number of financial applications we're doing. Hopefully, this is very helpful for you and insightful for you. I want you to share this with your office manager. I want you to share this with your treatment coordinator. I'd love for you to play this at your team meeting one day so that your team can start to understand why these numbers are so important, what they mean to the health of your practice. I think, and this is me included, we should make a significant effort in 2024 to start helping our team members understand the rhyme and the reason behind these numbers that we're looking at or we should be looking at. Now, thank you for listening so far. I have a special request for you. Look, if you're ready to take your practice to the next level, to get it organized, to really set yourself up for success, join our 3D Business Mastermind. We're sold out for January 2024. By the time you listen to this episode, we're already working with these wonderful dentists and practices, but we have a few spots left for July, for session two of 2024, the July session that starts. And we would love for you to join this program. We run it every January and every July. It's an introductory six-month program into our business mastermind. Of course, we have an option where we invite people back to continue to work with us after the six-month process. But I can tell you that, look, I've been doing this for 25 years now. As a solo business owner, I started as a solo practice, moved to a multiple provider practice, moved to a multi-specialty procedural practice. We don't have any specialists in our practice. And what I want to share with people is exactly how we focused on revenue growth in our practice without complexities. I'd love to work with you individually. I'd love to work with you in our mastermind. And look, when we put like-minded individuals together, magical things happen. When you get to the retreat and you spend several days with us and you spend time in the evenings with us, magical things happen. Don't put it off anymore. Our business mastermind program is doing amazingly well. We're getting great results and we'd love to have you join. So if you want to join our 3D Business Mastermind, all you got to do is reach out to Meredith, reach out to me, or you can go to 3ddentist.com and you can reach out and look for the mastermind and you can fill out the application, schedule a strategy call with Meredith, and she'll talk to you more about your practice, make sure that we're a good fit for each other and talk to you more about what we do and answer any questions that you have and see if it works for you. Thank you for listening this week. Merry 2024, whatever we're supposed to say. And let's keep making it an amazing, amazing year for us in our practices.